Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When a shirtless, tattooed, raging Henry Rollins burst on stage as leader of the band Black Flag in the 1980s, he became the poster boy for punk rock violence. And often he fought. You can see him in videos punching a fan in the front row.
During shows, I have been burned by cigars and cigarettes, butane lighters, keys have been stabbed into me, I've been hit with ashtrays, fists, feet, whatever.
And as we said, he fought back. So is Henry Rollins' short fuse genetic? Rollins sets out to answer that question in a new fascinating National Geographic Channel documentary in which he and a diverse group of men test their DNA to see if they have the so-called warrior gene. It's actually a misnomer, as we're going to hear. It's more like a rage gene. And it's actually a malfunctioning gene that scientists say 1 in 3 men do have. And many scientists believe that if it fails to do its job and, like a mop, sop up chemicals that are released in the brain to help control anger, men who have the low-functioning gene may be more prone to anger. Or they may not, because environment plays a role as well. Explorer Born to Rage airs tomorrow night. Host Henry Rollins is a Grammy winner, a successful author, a spoken word performer, and now host of his own show on KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us from there with more. Henry, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And why don't you say more about how you'd characterize yourself? You know, we heard you say in the film how you were 20 years ago, how you lashed out. But what about the man who walked into this film? Were you still wrestling with rage?
Yes, but not a situation where you're in danger or some animal is in danger. I'm fairly angry all the time, but my anger is more of a civic anger. I see, you know, someone getting the short end of the deal. I don't sit around and take that information lightly. And so these days when I'm angry, I'll stand up and go do a benefit or go to that country and learn more or write something or talk about it on stage or on my radio show, or et cetera. It's not like I'm out looking for a fight. But since I was very young, I distinctly remember around age 9 or 10 that I was always mad. And I'm not a jock. I'm not some tough guy. I kind of wake up mad at something, and not one of these people who's in perpetually some bad mood all the time. You know, quite the opposite. It's something. It's easy to get me going.
Well, you know, some of the men in the film describe this thing as almost like something coiled inside them, waiting to explode.
Yeah, I feel like I'm basically a stove, and the pilot light is always on, so I'm always ready to light it up.
Yeah. Well, and of course, this brings us into the old nature versus nurture debate. You know, is it because of something genetic, as this film sets out to find out, or is it because of something that happened when you grew up and you were bullied?
You know, that is what the big point of Born to Rage is to examine that age-old question of nature versus nurture. And with the discovery of the monoamine oxidase A gene, that's the warrior gene as it's termed, we're finding that nature may have more to do with male behavior than previously thought. And this gene, what's called the warrior gene, which is not the best way to characterize it because it sounds like something any guy worth his weight in alpha maleness would want to have. Like, it's not like you want the sissy gene instead. You know, it sounds like something everyone wants to have. Like, I'll take that warrior gene and I'll be damned angry if I don't have it. Or, you know, feel like half a man. You find 30% of the male population of the world has it. And it's already been used in a court case where a guy had killed someone. He was going to get like a big murder charge. And in the state he was in, which is, I think, Tennessee, he faces, you know, potential lethal injection. The attorney introduced the evidence that this guy tested positive for the MAOA gene, the warrior gene. And it might not be the single reason his charge was knocked down to manslaughter, but it was used in a court of law, which basically opens up a legal floodgate. And the thing that is fascinating to me is you and I, we, as a society, we live on a set of moral constructs. If you read the Constitution, it's a fairly moral, you know, set of amendments and articles in that it's all about fairness, equal protection under the law, etc. And the law is a moral thing. You do wrong, you'll go see the judge. What's wrong? Well, it's what we say is wrong. When you bring in science, you know, which is amoral, and it gives us a view into how we, the species, tick, I think that opens up a bit of a dilemma. And the pharmaceutical industry, I'm sure, is losing no short amount of sleep trying to come up with the pill first, and then they'll tell you about the problem later. And then they'll say, hey, and we have a pill for that, you warrior gene carriers. And so all the DNA testing houses are going to start making money, and they'll find some kind of pill you can feel good about taking because it tamps down all that machismo that just comes out of you like a fountain.
Well, and that's funny because here you are saying that people are going to try to find a way to tamp this down. But you began by saying that if you call it a warrior gene, a lot of guys are going to want it. In the film, you meet two former gang members from L.A., mixed martial arts fighters, some really tough-looking Harley-Davidson bikers, a former Navy SEAL, and three Buddhist monks. And of those people, you take out the Navy SEAL and the Buddhist monk, just about everybody else really wants to have this gene because they think it's cool. And let's hear a little bit from them talking about their violence. First, Hector Verdogo, one of the former gang members. He saw a man murdered when he was a kid. He joined a deadly gang at the age of 10, and he felt protected. Let's listen.
I think aggression and violence is a learned behavior. In the house that I was raised in, the gang life was around us all the time.
On the other hand, here's Paul, one of the guys who works at the motorcycle repair shop, you know, smiling, but he has a hair trigger, a temper. In fact, he shot a guy he caught in bed with his wife. Let's listen.
I react violently to violent situations, and I like it.
Well, and finally, some of those mixed martial arts fighters hoping they have this warrior gene.
I believe I have it.
Same here. I think Matt has it, too. My guess will be that everyone is the same result. Yeah, I feel like I'm a warrior.
Seems like a natural progression. Warrior gene, maybe the fighters will have it.
Now, the test results are revealed. We're not going to tell what happened. But there are a lot of surprises. And it underscores something that people who have this unrelenting, you know, feeling of the seething, as you say, pilot light, probably know all too well. This isn't about being tough. This is about what? You know, feeling out of control?
Feeling out of control, a coping mechanism, how one interprets information. You know, some men, you say, you know, anything to them is a slight, real or imagined, and it's on. You look at a guy and he's running at you, yelling, what are you looking at, as he swings at your head. And so people take information in different ways. And I really am one of those proponents of nurture. I really think a lot of people are the way they are because of how they were raised, where they were raised, how they were socialized, what their parents were like, siblings, peers at school, etc.
Well, and again, we're not going to give the test results away because the National Geographic Channel documentary airs tomorrow night. So we're going to revisit this with you, Henry, later this week when we can talk about your results. But Henry is also the former frontman for the punk rock band Black Flag, and he now hosts a radio show on KCRW in Santa Monica, and he is an angry person. So as host of the film, he and other men test themselves to see if they have what scientists call the warrior gene. Now, the gene was discovered by a Dutch scientist, Dr. Hans Brunner, in the 1980s after studying a family with several generations of enraged, violent men. When someone feels attacked, the body releases adrenaline and also feel-good chemicals like serotonin. But if serotonin isn't broken down, it has a negative effect. Well, enter the gene that Dr. Brunner discovered. It's the MAOA gene. It acts like a mop to mop up excess serotonin. When it malfunctions, so the thinking goes, men are more prone to anger. Now, by the way, the gene is on the X chromosome. Men only have one copy. Women have two, and scientists believe that that second copy may counter the non-functioning gene. And as Henry said, this gene has already been used in court cases, and Florida State criminologist Kevin Beaver wrote a study that found that gene carriers were more likely to join gangs or commit crimes. And Henry, before the break, you said you were a big believer, though, in the nurture side of this argument, that it's not the gene. And you were bullied as a kid, but you eventually fought back?
And not very well. Is this have you ever been to summer camp and one kid gets teased all summer and finally on the last day he explodes and, you know, he's kind of hyperventilating as he's swinging wildly? That was me. But I landed a few and everyone went, oh, psycho. And they left me alone. And then the Ritalin came. And I was on Ritalin all the way up until about the Carter administration.
Well, but you know what some of these people, and again, we're not going to give away your results either. You know that this feeling isn't something to wish for.
No. I mean, I personally, I think my unease with society and the way I feel kind of on the periphery of things has led me to a lot of interesting artistic decisions. You know, I would put it out on the notebook. I would write lyrics. I would write all kinds of things. That's why I've written a bunch of books, because there's a great need for me to kind of let it out. And if I was a normal, well-adjusted person, I might be working at a bank or something. And I'm not putting down bankers. I'm just saying I had a weird life. I took the information, and the results I got are on all of those albums, in all of those books, and all of those hundreds of hours on stage over the last 30 years. So that's what I did with it. You know, and I think the results have been pretty positive overall. I'm not out hacking people to pieces.
Well, and that brings us to the importance of the gene. And researchers that you work with in this film conclude that one of the benefits of knowing who has it is that you can intervene earlier. You can help people use things like exercise or meditation or other things to channel whatever the effects of this gene are. Because we meet people in the film. They live very productive, nonviolent lives. They always have. And it seems as if there's things that they tend to do that may be the reason that they haven't had hair trigger violence.
Sure. And perhaps the way someone was socialized, where they took all of that energy and they made themselves into a very powerful business person. If I could test any one male right now, it would be Bill Gates, who is, not a physically imposing man, but you have to admit he got a few things right.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised to find that he would have it, that he would have the warrior gene. And you say, well, wait a minute, he's not out there, punching out scrawny pencil necks at the beach. Why would he have that? Because he has this company that could eat your entire town if he turned it loose on you. And there's something about that need to make something that big that is, in a way, aggressive, dominant behavior. And so more research needs to be done. The first question I had when this was thrown at me was, well, what's being done for preventative care? Are you finding the hyperactive, aggressive kid in third grade and testing this person? Because if it were me, that's what I would do and go, look, your kid has this gene. Here are some of the, what we're seeing in our field studies. This is what the gene is giving. And here's some ideas we have on how to get your kid to puberty since he has this gene. We'd recommend this school. We'd recommend this teacher. We'd recommend this exercise or whatever, or this medication. I don't know. But a preventative measure. And it's very interesting that we now have more of a view into what makes humans tick. Because eventually, you have to live in a society. You're eventually going to go down a road or pass someone in the street. You have to get along on some level with your neighbors, your countrymen, and other people on the planet. And the more we know about how we tick, the better assessments we can make and the better decisions we can make. So I like all this science. It does cause turbulence. It does cause some growing pains. But democracy can handle it, and so can the species.
That's Henry Rollins, host of Explorer, Born to Rage, a film which premieres Tuesday night on the National Geographic Channel. And Henry Rollins, just one last question. Again, we're not going to reveal what your cheek swab revealed. But it seems that no matter what the revelation is, you have to either live with the fact that, I have a genetic disposition and I have to figure out, what events in my life may have triggered that, because we know genetics is only 50% of something. You have to have tripwires in society, poverty, bullying, things you talked about. Or someone's reaction might be, gee, I don't have that genetic disposition. Now I got to figure out why I do this.
Again, I am in a way, in a strange way, quite proud of the way I am because of what I've been through. Like, I have earned all the scars on my body. I've earned them. I went out into this crazy world of music and, got pushed around here and there, and it left some marks. I wear those with a bit of pride. Someone goes, wow, that's an interesting scar. I go, well, let me tell you about that night. I never want to forget where I come from.
Well, I guess we're saying the same thing, that once you take this test, it's not the end, it's sort of the beginning, because then you have to do the self-reflection that sounds like you've already done.
And ultimately, you keep waking up, and there you are.
There you are.
You know, you're just in your skin with this gene or without it. You're still going to want lunch in a couple of hours. You know what I mean? You have to deal with absolutes. I am here. I have this thing or I don't, and I'm going to be late for work. You know, so you got to just get on with your life.
Henry Rollins, again, formerly of Black Flag. Thanks so much.
Thank you.